What is up, everyone? This is Firebro here, coming to you live from the East Coast. So I'm doing something new today. Starting today, as you can see from the news article right here, I'm going to start doing some Nintendo news starting at 9 o'clock. So instead of doing it at 10 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, I'm going to go right into it, start at 9 o'clock, go over three topics. And like as always, you guys can always tune in the chat. Tell me what you guys think about these topics, your opinions about them, and all that cool jazz. If you're listening on Spotify, I appreciate it a ton. I'm also available on YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram at Firebro double underscore. But YouTube is Brawl Master 234. So yeah, it's a brand new thing. It might be a train wreck at first, but it's only going to be better. And hey, if you're the first one here, or not even the first one here, if you're listening to this, you're witnessing history right now, because this will become a regular thing, and yeah, it's going to be a great time. That's all I got to say about it. So let's get right into it. The title of this article, very misleading article, because this basically insinuates that Nintendo are a bunch of greedy capitalists who price gouged this system out of nowhere because of the COVID-19 virus, which is clearly not the case. As you can see on the article, it says Walmart, Best Buy, Target, and GameStop have all sold out of the traditional Nintendo Switches with no indication when they might be back in stock because of obvious reasons. And if you go on Amazon, they don't have any first-party sellers from Amazon, and instead they have it from third-party sellers. Now, that's the point of the story. It's not Nintendo price gouging these things. It's third-party sellers. And as you can see, they're selling these things for $450 or more. $450. Walmart's recommendation system, as it says in this news article, is saying that alternative sellers has prices that are more like $550 to $600. Now, I'm not any math major. I'm pretty bad at math, honestly. I was more of an English and history kind of guy, not really a math kind of person. But according to my simple math, and I'm pretty sure it's right, that is 100% more than the Switches are initially worth, which is $300, and that's $600, $550. I think it's 75% more. I'm trying to think of my math here. Let me see. I think it's 75% more. And then $450, that's looking at 33% more, I think. Not good with math, once again. But point being is that these things are getting price gouged right now. I guess the light under the situation is that the Switch Lite is not sold out to the same degree as the base model. It's not on Amazon, but most of the other retailers have Switch Lites listed for purchase, unless their websites are just straight up wrong. And Best Buy right now, you can order a Switch Lite that will supposedly ship by April 9th. And that's apparently the only retailer that's selling the Switch Lite, because I'm not seeing it anywhere else in this article. So, if you want to buy a Switch, because Animal Crossing came out, or Doom came out, whatever you want. I know more people are interested in Animal Crossing as Nintendo gamers, or gamers, as Nintendo Switch owners. I took a poll a couple days ago on my Instagram account. Shameless plug. Check it out anyways. But I did a poll where it was what game are you going to play first, Animal Crossing or Doom? And it was like, I think it was like 400 people voted. It was like 85% Animal Crossing. The other was like 15% was Doom. So if you're buying a Switch, it was probably because of Animal Crossing and, you know, this horrible timing by this, you know, not by Nintendo. It's not their fault that this virus happened. Not going to get into that. But if you wanted to buy a Switch because of Animal Crossing, you're essentially screwed. Not that because they're sold out, technically, because you can still get one. It's just going to cost you a lot of money. Almost twice as much if you're looking at something like $600. That's twice as much money as an original Switch. And then for the Switch Lite, if you didn't want a Switch Lite, but that's the only option available at a reasonable price, that's going to be your option, is buying it as a Switch Lite. And that kind of sucks. The Animal Crossing, a huge first-party title, wasn't really a console seller back in the old days, even in the 3DS. Maybe it was. Maybe I'm kind of, like, underestimating Animal Crossing's popularity. But I know for the GameCube and for the Wii, it was kind of more of like a B-tier kind of game. It wasn't really like the staple for Nintendo or one of the key staples for Nintendo like Mario and Zelda. But I think with the 3DS and now obviously with the Nintendo Switch, Animal Crossing has become one of those staple franchises for the system for, I would say, casual gamers because, you know, Fire Emblem is kind of in that same category where it's kind of one of those flagship franchises for Nintendo, but it's kind of geared more towards hardcore gamers and not really towards your average Joe or your average Nancy Sue or Mary Sue, whatever you want to call that, average female gamer or average consumer. So with Animal Crossing kind of boosting sales or being that console seller now for the Switch and this thing happening, it's kind of it's a big disappointment. It is, and it's not Nintendo's fault once again, but it's just a damn shame. Twitch chat, what do you guys think? Do you think this is like, would you buy a Switch if it was like, what is your limit? I guess that's the better question, because you don't really have a choice anymore from this point onwards until this whole entire problem, you know, self-quarantining finally concludes. But what's your price range? Because if I was a hardcore Animal Crossing fan and I wanted a Switch, not a Switch Lite, because I don't see the point of a Switch Lite. Well, I don't personally. I think it's good for, like, maybe, you know, parents who work full-time who have kids. I think that's it's a really good system for them because they don't have time to, you know, sit down and play a game at night. They have to always – they're taking care of their kids. They're always out and about. The Switch Lite is a perfect alternative to the Switch. But besides the point, if I was a huge Animal Crossing game or fan, or not even that, let me put myself in the shoes of Smash. If Smash came out and this virus came in that time period, I guess my willingness to pay to buy a Switch would be $450. I think that's like the limit I would spend, like the absolute top limit. I would not spend a dime more, and that's not including the game either. That would be my like absolute limit is $450. That's almost like 50% more. What is that? No, that's almost, yeah, that's 50% more. So I would pay 50% more than I initially would have paid for my favorite game, for my favorite franchise to play day one on the Switch. But Twitch chat, let me know what you guys think about your price range or just your overall thoughts on the topic. Again, this is supposed to be an interactive news segment. So if you want to tune in the chat or, you know, say anything, let me know. But with that aside, we're going to get into the second news topic, which is Nintendo surprised everyone with a bunch of Switch announcements. Well, this news article surprised me, honestly. It surprised me about this about this direct. I didn't even know this thing happened. Apparently it did happen on March 26th or something, and like, I didn't even know what happened. I didn't know this direct happened, but it did happen, and no one's even small. Okay, obviously it was small in regards to like the magnitude of games, I guess. Like, there are some really good third-party titles that were announced for this direct, but it wasn't like, you know, oh look, it's Mario Odyssey 2, or it's like a HD remaster of Pikmin 1 and 2 Legacy Edition. That's something on top of my head, but it was small in that sense. And just, I guess, the list of games right here, I think that's kind of, this is kind of the best way to look at it. Panzer Dragon, I've heard of it, it's out now. Star Wars Jedi Knight Academy, haven't heard of it. Ring Fit Adventure, I guess there's DLC for it. Was there DLC for it? I'm gonna check that. I should have read this beforehand. A rhythm mode update for the exercise. Yeah, so there was like an update, so it wasn't really downloadable content. Or maybe it was, but it wasn't paid content. It was an update for the game. So there was that. There was a Marvel Ultimate Alliance 3 Black Order DLC update. So that's another update right there. And then the rest of these are... Excuse me. Drink some water right here. The rest of these are just either events or games, I'm assuming. So Animal Crossing, Horizons, Bunny Day event. That's April 1st through the 12th. That's obviously an event, as it says. Trials of Mana, sounds familiar. Ninjala, don't know what that is. Xenoblade Chronicles Definitive Edition, May 29th, and that sounds pretty sick. I'm assuming that's going to be a game for the Switch. But definitely going to be a game for the Switch. I don't even know why I said I think. It's going to be a game for the Switch coming out May 29th. BioShock 1, 2, and Infinite coming out May 29th. Now, I played BioShock Infinite, and that game is incredible. So for it to get a Switch port, that's awesome. To play that game on the go, I'll consider buying it for sure. Might buy it, might not buy it, but having those three Bioshock games, definitely pleasing more of the mature gamers out there, or the people who are mature, prefer more mature games, in a sense, like more adult-themed games, it being an FPS and everything. Borderlands Legendary Collection. Now, I'm going to assume this, it has, let's check it out actually. Borderlands Legendary Collection, I'm going to assume 1 and 2. Let's see what this is. Legendary Collection of Switch. Borderlands Game of the Year Edition, Borderlands 2, Borderlands a pre-sequel plus a boatload of add-ons. Alright, so it comes with 3 games. So that's what I thought. This is the first 3 games of the series. XCOM 2 Collection, sounds familiar. Super Smash Bros. Ultimate new character. I don't even know where that came from. From ARMS, a lot of people are salty about that. But unidentified. Now, that's something I'm going to talk about later on tonight, is like everyone's big supposed controversy for a Nintendo franchise character getting into the game. You see where I'm getting with this. You know where my stance is just by phrasing it that way. But there was that. Clubhouse Games. I saw that on Facebook. Just a bunch of board games and, you know, party games. Pokemon Sword and Shield expansion pack. I think it's Isle Armor. I had have a 50% chance of being wrong on that one. Catherine Full Body, King's Bounty, don't know. Star Wars Pod Racer. If that's the original, that'd be sick. Bravely Default 2. So, that direct happened, and a lot of good third-party games coming from it. Obviously, a lot of the 2K games, Bioshock, Borderlands. Actually, no, Bioshock is Bioshock? No, Bioshock is not EA. Bioshock's EA, isn't it? Is Bioshock EA or is it 2K? It's 2K. I knew it. Never doubt myself. I don't know. For some reason, I thought it was EA. But, like, I don't know. Back of my mind, I was like, I'm pretty sure it's 2K. So, you have Bioshock, Borderlands, XCOM all coming to the Switch, which is amazing. You got Xenoblade Definitive Edition. You got Smash, new character. Like, you got all these great things coming to the Switch in, like, the next month or so. So, that's pretty cool, honestly. So, didn't even know this direct happened. I guess the biggest takeaway is the Smash character coming out and the expansion pass as well. Everything else is kind of tertiary, except for maybe Xenoblade. Xenoblade, obviously a big deal. The third-party games for 2K, that's also a big deal. But the rest of them are just kind of, you know, it's all right. Not a bad thing. Not every punch can be a big blow. But just overall, I guess a pretty solid direct that I didn't watch, or nor did I know about. But that is the second story. And the third one, your favorite Super Mario games are getting remastered for the Nintendo Switch according to news reports. Now, this is when you know it's a slow news day, when this is a story. Very loose source with very loose logic and reasoning. And I'll just read it because it's a very short article. So, in just a few months, Nintendo's most iconic video game character turns 35, and it sounds like Nintendo's celebrating the Italian-American plumber's birthday with some major updates to classic Super Mario games. Also, this is from Business Insider. Super Mario 64, Super Mario Sunshine, and Super Mario Galaxy are all getting the remastered treatment for release on the company's latest console, the Nintendo Switch, according to new reports from VGC and Eurogamer. The company also reportedly plans to re-release most of Super Mario's 35-year back catalog on the Switch, the report says. For its part, Nintendo isn't saying much. A representative told Business Insider, "We have nothing to announce on that topic." Nintendo Switch, the wildly popular yada yada yada. All right, I'm skipping that part. Trying to see anything else that is. So yeah, right here. But according to the reports, major main series Super Mario games from Nintendo 64, Super Mario 64, GameCube, Super Mario Sunshine, and Wii Super Mario Galaxy are getting outright remastered for modern consoles. Now, it appears that other games such as Super Mario 64 will simply be ported to the Switch, which is to say that they'll be playable on the Switch in their original form. For example, Super Mario 3D World from the Nintendo Wii U is said to be coming to the Switch as is, albeit in a deluxe form featuring an array of new levels. Nintendo was reportedly a few months away from making its plans public, but we could hear more by June. Hopefully by that point, the Nintendo Switch will be back in stock. Now, what do I think about this topic? I think it's a little crap. Okay, it's a little crap because it's promising a lot of things. Unless they've been working on this for like a year plus, then I would maybe believe it. But like, this is a lot to deliver on. You're talking about maybe not like the original Super Mario Bros. Like all the 2D Mario games, not kind of new Super Mario Bros. All those older Mario games from up until like 95. Like, sure, I guess I can believe that because, like, they're easy to, like, remaster and they're easy to, like, port to the Switch, and they already kind of done that. So, like, no shock there to anyone at all. But when it comes to, like, the big titles, like, the really big titles, like Super Mario 64, Super Mario Sunshine, Super Mario Galaxy, which is, like, is are we getting both Mario Galaxies? Are we getting the first one? Are we just getting the second one? Like, it's kind of vague. And then we're also getting Super Mario 3D World, which I don't doubt that we're not getting it in the near future, if that makes any sense to anyone out there. But just like having it all in one package, or just like having all these games being like blow after blow after blow after blow, like just coming out consecutively throughout this like year of Mario, is very hard to believe. Like, I just don't see it happening. I think it's a rumor. Well, yeah, it is a rumor. I think it's a false rumor. I don't think it's going to come out. I'd be shocked if it did, with the amount of stuff it's promising. Like, do you know how much work is going to go into, like, making our HD remake of Super Mario, of a 3D game? Like, just look at Sony, I'm trying to think of it, like, The Last of Us remastered on PS4, what else? I'm blanking out right now. Tomb Raider is another example. The Halo Master Chief Collection, like, all these collection games, it's like, it takes a lot of time to remaster the games, and obviously, I'm missing a lot more games because I'm blanking out right now, but, like, remasters aren't, like, a simple, make an emulator, put it to the Switch. Like, if they're remastering these games, not just an HD remake where it's just like, 64 bits for Mario 64, but there's, like, but it's upscaled to 4K, not 4K, too optimistic there, to 1080p, it's like, that would kind of be one thing, because emulators can already do that, so I wouldn't see that much of a seeing that as a challenge. But to fully remaster it, like you see in those YouTube videos with those modders who like, or not even modders, those people who make Mario 64 1080p remastered like demo, and it's like it shows Mario in Unreal Engine 3 or Unreal Engine 4. Like, that takes a lot of work. That takes a shit ton of work to do. So like, for that to happen in three games, maybe four, because, Mario Galaxy is two games, the one and two, it's a two-game series, that's a lot to promise. Like, that's a huge promise Nintendo's making right there. Or not even that, not Nintendo's making, that this VGC and Eurogamer are proclaiming. That's a huge claim to make. So, for me to blindly say, oh yeah, that's definitely happening, is, I'm not buying it. Now, I could see the Mario, Super Mario 3D World and 3D Land, not 3D Land necessarily, more 3D World, being ported to the Switch, because it's pretty easy to do, or at least I would assume so. It's basically the same graphics, slightly improved, like ever so slightly improved, and it was on the Wii U, put it on the Switch, bada bing, bada boom, the game is going to come out like that. It's not that hard to do it, and we've seen it with Fire Emblem. What the hell is that game called? The beat 'em up, the Fire Emblem beat 'em up. We've seen it with Donkey Kong Country Tropical Freeze. We've seen it with a ton of Wii U game, the Bayonettas. So, it's not hard to do. Like, it's not hard to do if they're pumping these games out, these Wii U ports. So, for 3D World to come out for the Switch this year as part of the celebration, that I can buy. I can buy that completely, 100% buy that. But the Mario 64, Mario Sunshine, Super Mario Galaxy, all either being in a collection all together or being released by themselves within this year, like, that would be like, I'm trying to think of like an equivalent here. That's like Sony saying, all right, we're going to release Uncharted 1, 2, and 3, 4, like, I don't know the series that well. I played Uncharted 3 for the PS3 and that's it. But that's like them saying, we're going to release Uncharted 1, Uncharted 2, Uncharted 3, Uncharted 4, and then the other Uncharted, if there's even any more Uncharteds. That word sounding like not a word anymore. But we're going to release all of those games this year in celebration of that franchise's anniversary. And by the way, not just going to be HD ports of the game, they're going to be HD remasters with updated graphics, with updated textures, with updated physics engines, with like all this shit. Like you're promising so much with this. So I don't see it. Now, if it were to happen, I'm not complaining. You're probably not complaining. I don't think anyone's complaining that this could happen. It's just the fact that whether you believe it or not, and quite honestly, I just don't buy it. I just don't. But if it were to happen, hell yeah, I'm buying it. I'm pre-ordering that shit. And I think I should show you guys this too. One second. I know my guys who are listening to the podcast right now are not going to be able to see this, but I'll show it to the guys who are watching on stream or on YouTube anyways of what I got during Mario's 25th anniversary, I believe. Is it 25th? I think it was 25th anniversary. But I'll be right back really quickly. So this is what I got. I got Super Mario All-Stars, a 25th anniversary. Now, honestly, this is just kind of a shameless plug of... It's basically the same thing as the SNES Super Mario All-Stars. But actually, it's worse than it. Because now why? Excuse me. It comes with... Let me see if I can focus right here. It only comes with Super Mario World, Super Mario 3, Super Mario 2, Super Mario Bros. The Lost Levels, and then... Okay, so it comes with Super Mario Bros., Mario 2, the real Mario 2, The Lost Levels, and then it comes with Super Mario Bros. 3. It doesn't even come with Super Mario World, which was on the SNES's Mario All-Stars. But I pre-ordered this thing, and I can show you what's inside it. Just, you know, why the hell not? This is a flap of it. It's got all the cool artwork. It's got what's inside it, and it's in pretty decent condition. Oh, jeez. I didn't break it, I swear. So one of these, this is the game right here, and it only comes with four games. It comes with a two-player battle mode, I guess. The Mario Bros, like, you hit like the thing on top, and it like flips the Koopa Troopas over. It comes with that, but again, no Super Mario World, like the best Mario game of all time. No Super Mario World. And then let's see. Might as well do this. Nice to show off. The disc looks really clean. Like, oh, no way. That's a clean ass disc. That is a clean ass disc. Like, that's really cool. So that's a disc of it. And this is probably what we would get if the Mario 3D games were getting this kind of treatment, which again is really fucking hard to do. Plus the memory too. Like, imagine how much memory that would take. This is the instruction manual for it, which back in the old days, back in my days, we had instruction manuals. Now we don't anymore. I think special in here. Not really. I can do a quick flip though. Here's the back of it. And then, I don't know, there are some instructions. I miss instruction books so much. Especially just like looking back at it, reminiscing about the game that you used to play as a kid. And then is this the soundtrack? Yeah, this is the soundtrack. Before I open it though, I got this. Pretty cool, pretty vintage photo. I like it. I dig it. And then you got the back, and it's got the track list and everything. And I don't think you guys can see it because they're bad, really bad lighting, might be. But that's that. The disc. And I like how there's like a warning too on it. It says this audio compact disc cannot be played on the Wii console. Like, it specifically says it can't be played. Kind of cool though. It's gold. It's got a little reflection to it. And then it also comes with the history book. Now, this is pretty sick. Now, I hope they come out, if this thing was true, this rumor is true, and they're coming out with a 3D collection, I hope they have this. This will be sick. The back cover of it has all the games from that point forward, which I guess Mario Galaxy 2 came out just on time for this game to come out. I thought, yeah, this is 2010. And this Mario Galaxy 2 came out in 2010. I thought it came out in 2012 or something, but I guess not. And I guess I'll show a few. This is cool. It's got this going for it. Timeline again. Try my best here, guys. I'm still not used to this camera. I'm not going to show every page, but you get the gist of what's going on. What is this? Shows all the pictures, and you know, it's cool. It's a cool little thing to have for memorabilia. But if we get this for the 3D Mario games, I ain't complaining. I don't think anyone's complaining, like I've been saying. No one's complaining. It's the fact of whether that's possible or not, because this is one thing. Like these games are one thing. These are easy as shit to port. But to make HD remasters of the other three, boy, oh boy, is that hard. But that's going to do it for the news segment. So I hope you guys enjoyed it for the time being. I know it was kind of shorter than normal. I think it was only 15 or 20 minutes long. I want to make this a half hour at least. But that's going to be it for now. It's 9:30 now, so I'm going to take a quick little break, get some food for myself. And then we're going to be playing some Smash Viewer Battle. So if you want to play some Smash Bros. With me, you're more than welcome to play. But I'm going to take a quick break. And if you want to see a recap of this podcast or the recap of this news segment and my thoughts about everything, it's going to be on Twitch, it's going to be on Instagram, on my Instagram TV, it's going to be on Spotify, and it'll be on YouTube as well. Probably edited whenever I fluster or something, but yeah, it'll be on those platforms just in case you just missed it. And yeah, I'll be right back. I'll be like 2 minutes. That's like overestimating. 2 minutes. Be right back.